Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson, good afternoon to you and the listening public.
Good afternoon, sir.
I just want to make a reply to the gentleman that was just on the radio. But he said that the Ten Commandments was not written for us. It was written for the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like to know what nonsense he really talking about. No, the Bible's... No, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, and it says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. I would like to ask the kindly gentleman which law this is talking about. And since that the commandment was not written for us, why don't he go and steal? Why don't he go and commit adultery? Why don't he covet and all those sort of things? But I find people like those, they come up with those ideas because they want to get away from one commandment, and that is the fourth commandment that says to keep the Sabbath day holy, because here he mentions that about the some Sabbath day and Adventist friend of his also. And there's another text which states, if they're not speaking according to the law and the testimonies, it's because there's no light in them. What I I would like you to explain to me what I was talking about. He said that the commandments is summed up in two things: love to God, love to your fellow man. Which that is there is correct. But ask him, how do you show love to God? You can only show love to God by adhering to the first four commandments, or doing what the first four commandments tell you. The last six is where you show love to your fellow man. So in all, the commandments are based upon two principles: love to God and love to your fellow man. So he can't come and tell me, or tell the listening public, the commandments only for the Israelites. He don't know what he's saying. And I'm sorry to say, if he says he's a minister, he's in darkness. So stop putting out those wrong information to people as far as the Bible is concerned.
Okay,
the commandments is made for mankind.
Okay, sir. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to talk about the Wi-Fi and stuff like that. I went by a house this morning, and a young lady, there had over 8 people using she Wi-Fi, hacking into she Wi-Fi system.
She does not know how to block it?
No, she don't know how to block it.
Okay.
And she told me that she ain't giving the boy she password. But you trying to tell you don't have to give people your password. They got people out there that sit down behind computers every day and know how to get in your system and get out without you even knowing.
So you could put a password on your Wi-Fi that would stop people from accessing it freely. There are people who don't know how to do that, and therefore they just leave it open and anyone can get it.
Because when they went on she Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi, they're running slow. They're running too slow. So there's signs that when things happen, but it's not only her. You have businesses, place that got IT people and all sort of thing, and people sit, if you don't know, you don't know.
But there's some businesses that allow you to do it, eh? There's some businesses that put passwords on their Wi-Fi, and they offer it to their customers as a service. There are, as you say, people who simply take advantage of the fact that they can stand close to various places and get Wi-Fi. But what would you suggest they do, other than tell them how to protect themselves?
Well, sometimes when people on the internet and they're Googling and stuff, they could Google that there too. There's things that could tell you how to protect yourself and how
Correct.
To set your... Yo, but because the providers say don't tell you nothing. Because I had a discussion.
Some of them do, sir.
Hmm?
Some of them do.
Hmm.
Some would tell you, this is the Wi-Fi password. Change it as soon as you have an opportunity. The problem is some people do not know how to follow the instructions to change it, because some people just don't like to read, or sometimes the way it's outlined, they can't follow it, and perhaps they don't have someone to ask how to change this for me. You see, if it was easy to change, like, you know, you just touch a button and change it, they would change it. But if they have to follow instructions that say, go to this, then enter this, then re-enter this, then save this. So I tell you, right? There are people who, every year, for example, if you ask BRA, the Barbados Revenue Authority, they would tell you how many requests they get every year from people who ask about changing their password because they can't remember what password they use to access their revenue, the Barbados Revenue Authority account from last year. Because with so many things, I mean, I'm chuckling, yeah? But for example, this company, to protect its email, my email address here, almost every 6 weeks, they ask me to change the password. If I change the password of my email every 6 weeks, I am telling you, before the end of this month, the next 3 months, I can't remember what password I have on my email because I've had to change it so often. But, and if I have to remember that, the one for the BRA, the one for this, the one for that, there are people who just don't, because they tell them don't use the same password. There are people who have difficulty following it, so they just ignore it.
Right, because the point that you mentioned earlier, because I had a problem with the bank, and I tell the bank, if you got people changing all these things all the time, imagine a young man, 19, getting a problem with the bank, telling the bank he got a problem changing this thing all the time. What do you say, somebody 16 and 17 and 18? So the bank, the technology is good.
But yes, it is.
The technology comes with so much problems. Well, you will get a headache.
But and not only that, sir, every day, as you pointed out, right? As you pointed out, because of hackers and various other things, banks, financial institutions have to keep changing the structure and their protection. So what may work today may have to be changed tomorrow. Yes, you got big companies in Barbados now complaining that, you know, entire organizations are hacked and they have to fix this and change that, and it's gonna take them a while to do it.
Yes, but it's gonna create a problem because if you're changing your settings all the time, that's gonna cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna cause because you can't stop hackers, Dennis. You cannot stop them.
Especially people home now with nothing to do.
That was trying to tell you because when they check she Wi-Fi and she has so much people on she Wi-Fi and they block off all of them people. When they block off, I tell you, look outside, and we see a young man just walk outside and look at she house. So that's just to show you. And I tell you, it's only a certain distance that our Wi-Fi can pick up.
Correct.
All these people are around you. I will go spend more time with she and cause these
just show how to change your password.
Right, but
walk her through that fairly slowly so that she gets it.
I want to mention something before you go. Cause
go ahead.
The thing with the Bible is get me confused. So I beg people, when we talk, I'm not talking about sex, I'm not talking about religion, and I'm not speaking about the Bible. But we could talk about anything, but those, and I got to put cricket into that, because people's wrong for even. So there's certain things, Dennis, that I do not talk about.
Politics, religion, I try to stay away from it.
Okay, enjoy
your day. You too, sir. I try to stay away from it, note what I said. Brass Dax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Hi, ma'am.
I say I would steer her from calling today. I have something to put to the program tomorrow. But I think I better do it now. Yeah. Because something that was on my mind, and the gent was just talking about the theory part of Christianity and whatever. Oh, before you say that, it's three things I want to touch upon quickly. The young man refer, I think, that's my thought. I think he should debate, show his mettle. You see, the young people ain't all about the big words. And, well, I don't know, but I just hear them talking, right? They ain't all about the big words. And if you know Latin and French and all that, they...
Ma'am, but what makes you think that that's what debating is about, big words?
Wait, listen a minute. They're both, like before, you know, you get all this admiration for those who control the big words and all that. Young people about that. Young people about sincerity. Shh, shh, shh. All right, okay.
Listen, you know what?
Young people about sincerity, and if he is sincere, they will pick it up. Do your thing, young man. Do your thing, Miss the leader DLP.
Miss DePisa.
Fair, and she can speak and all that. Young man, do your part if you are allowed. Don't run from it. People will see your sincerity coming through. All right. The gentleman that I spoke about, the Bible, the commandments not being for us, but the word said that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, which is the Ten Commandments. So therefore, Jesus Christ, the Christ, came out of all the trials and the tribulation of the children of Israel, and he died for the whole world. When he died, the veil was rent in two. We got to read the word for ourselves. It's good to go to church and listen, and you get more, you know, from the learned, especially those who are sincere. But read for yourself. The veil was rent in two. It is open to everyone. So therefore, nobody shouldn't be saying that the commandments are not for us. And as I heard you saying just now, even in our laws, what will happen if we didn't have certain laws? Huh? All right. I see the Pope has endorsed the civil union. If the civil union is endorsed, well, I suppose the churches, most likely Catholics, Anglican, you know, established churches here in Barbados. I wait and see what. I have nothing against gay people, whatever, but what I have is do not try to force your ideas on other churches. Who would accept you would accept you, but try not to do that because everybody still have their own thing. And also, the churches, I'm of the other denominations. I'm praying that we would set ourselves up in love to receive whosoever will, because persons who might get, I don't agree with saying that marriage, but if it so happens, at some point in time, they might still need to come and hear word from God. So are we, you know, people, you know, just like ordinary people break out or whatever, we need to be able to speak to other persons in love and do not be scorning and pushing them away if they come to us, if they come, right? But whoever church would accept them, if that is the law, there's nothing that the other churches can do. But I'm not sanctioning it, but as we have children who disobey us, and we still love them, God does that for us as well. So I think the church itself need to be prepared for what is to come. They need to be prepared for what is to come in a loving manner. And what I will finally say is the Pope has endorsed the civil union. I am yet to understand why there's a difference between civil marriage and a church marriage. I see if you have civil marriage, I don't see what's the problem. I don't see what's the problem. You have that, right? You have that liberty. So, and if the church, if the Pope has endorsed these unions, I am yet to hear the Pope speak up against the treatment of black people around the world, especially in the United States, and us having to get reparations. I would like to hear him speak upon that, because they have apologized to the other nations, they have apologized to the Japanese, they have apologized to other persons that were affected by injustices and so on. I'm yet to hear the Africans given that apology and treated as human beings around the world, so that he need to speak to his people, to his leaders, the children of the whites are still being told that the blacks are inferior to them and they're not human.
Ma'am, you really think so?
So therefore...
Let me ask you this question. Are you a Roman Catholic?
Reparations and everything.
Hello? Hello? Are you a Roman Catholic?
If I am?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So why what the Pope says matter to you? Is he your leader?
The Pope is the leader of the church.
No, he's the leader of the Catholic Church, ma'am.
Ain't true. All don't go back there.
Ma'am, the Pope, the Pope is the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. The Anglican Church, the Anglican Church is led by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Roman Catholic Church is led by the Pope.
And what is their prayer?
What's what?
Even the Anglican Church.
What's that?
What is their prayer?
What's their prayer?
What do they say?
What do they say?
Yes, they always, if they have allegiance to the Holy Catholic Church. You know that?
No.
Yeah, allegiance is to the Holy Catholic Church. I believe in God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Ma'am.
You know what? You see, that's why I don't like getting into arguments or it usually descends into I think and you think. Churches. Will you go to?
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, churches have their common beliefs, and they have differences in their beliefs. Their distinctions.
I believe in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
How many of them?
And the Holy Catholic Church, the Anglicans, they say that. That is their prayer.
Does that mean that they believe the Pope in Rome?
The Holy Catholic Church is headed by the Pope in Rome.
Does that mean, therefore, that the Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the titular head of the Anglican Church, subjects himself to the Pope in Rome?
I think so.
Well, you think so. Find out if he does.
And the, you see, the, okay, the church, right? I'm a Christian too, but you have to give praise where praise is due and be straight up there. Very need to be straight up. That's why Christ was killed. He was too straight up. The church has done an injustice. We as people, that's what we call as a human being too, and have sinned and so on. The church has to get itself together, though. And that is why some people don't want to go to church. No, but I'm not going to stop. We have been a bit hypocritical about a lot of things. And this is like all that is happening now. It's a combination of all the things that we have been doing, not doing right in the sight of God. So these things will come to pass, right? So that when the church, people at the church, I am part of the church, we need to get ourselves together, though. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves being open to every whim and fancy to please. To please those who are not willing to follow the word of God and those who don't care. So that the church needs to set itself right, and then the people will be a lot better.
Ma'am, let me say to you, I feel sorry for your interpretation because you keep saying the church, the church, the church, after saying that you are the church. If you mean the hierarchy of the church, those who sit in authority, from the Pope, the archbishops, the bishops, the deacons, the pastors, those who over the years have abused young boys and hid it, those who sat in positions of authority and knew that the pastoral duties were being submerged under financial hanky-panky and people belonging to secret societies and other things, perhaps that's the church that need to be fixed. The reason why I asked the questions I asked you is because believers, followers of various religions, because of their faith, they assume that the rest of the congregation, those who sit in authority, feel the same way they do, and that they share their beliefs, so that when they don't do what they think they should do, they either absolve them of their sins or they go to another church. That happens all the time. And people go where they feel comfortable with other people. That's why you have denominations springing up all over the place. Everyone claiming to believe in the same thing and everyone claiming to know the right way. And 9 out of 10 times, they find it only in people who agree with them, and they don't. And to the myriad of people sending me messages telling me that I should correct people and tell them this and tell them that, I cannot. The reason why I cannot is because I would be challenged on what's my theological degree, what is my, how do I profess to know everything that is right? And I made the comment earlier, when I say things that people agree with, I'm a great person. When I say things that they don't agree with, my credentials are challenged. I have no credentials. I just like talking to people. Brass Dax, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you and yours, sir.
Yeah, you're in. How are you?
Giving thanks to the Creator for a blessed day and a new day. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. So every day give God thanks, especially with this COVID. Oh, there. Anyhow, I have a few points. First, I want to say a special thanks to Miss Hackett there at the QEH. Thank you very much. I got in touch with her about something, and within, and it was for 24 hours, it was dealt with. So, Miss Hackett, thank you very much. God bless you, and continue to bless those, the staff at the hospital. I would give honor where honor due, and if it is something that I know that can affect me and the other poor like myself, I would talk, but I don't have nothing against anybody. My other point is, Mr. Johnson, outside is really, really, really hot. And you know, I look after, I love my, the person who reads my meter, water and light, but especially the sanitation workers and my postal workers. And it really touched my heart when I see the ones. I want to say good afternoon to all the postal workers, Barbados Postal Service, but Eagle Hall especially. I met some wonderful persons around here since I was here 30-something years. That was very nice. Once she passed away, she was a dream. But it touched my heart not long ago to see my postman in the hot sun walking. I forget to ask him if he wanted a bottle of water. He hope he have water in his bike. Cause it really touched me. And when I just worried about he in the hot sun, then the other lady, she too, under her shirt that is soaking wet. So my honor go to you all. I pray God will continue to strengthen you all. Walk with water. Make sure that you have your water. And if you come at my house and you want water, you will get some. It really touched my heart, and it really touched me to see those persons who have to toil in this hot sun. You know he have his duty to do, and he making sure that he do it. But it is tough. My other point is St. Vincent, with the election now and what happened. Lord, I hope and pray that my country don't ever be like this. You quarrel, you think for your party, but I hope we won't fight and shoot. And nothing. So we have a lot of these people coming from these other countries that live in our country, and I hope that if they have the opportunity to vote for a party that they won't cause destruction in this country, because for years we wasn't doing it, and I hope it don't happen. My other point is
that, ma'am, believe it or not, is one of my greatest concerns. Not just getting to the point of violence and shooting, but that a small country becomes so divided along racial or political lines that we stop seeing each other as humans, because it is then the violence and the senseless killing becomes part of it. I with you on that one. I with you.
Yeah,
on that
and
one.
The other one is when I see the Nigerians got killed there shooting there before. It brings me back to Soweto and the school children. And you know that really touched my heart. I really thought that we were being, you know, Africa was being freed. But look, people that speak, some people calling us the indigenous people say that they are warriors and we are children from the slaves. I heard an indigenous person say that last week on another on a other station in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
That they are warriors, but we are children from the slave. But I don't mind. I am so happy that my family, they bring my ancestors down to the Caribbean. And I am so proud and blessed that we were placed here in Barbados. Because, but I said that we have to be, you know, like this here, submissive. Because we ain't had no hills nor forest to run into. So we had to hear. But I'm glad because we, Basins would cuss the one another, as you know, dialect would say it. But at the end of the day, yes, we got shooting and killing and everything, as usual, the young people, they ain't thinking, they just get vexed and do what they got to do. But I'm glad how we carry ourselves when it comes to political dividence and things like that. And I just hope that the young people, our Bajans, our children will go along that way, and we won't got this thing pulling down placards and shooting at each other and things. And I feel sorry for Africa, you know. They in Sudan there, because I like to listen to the BBC News where the children are studying, and because that they ain't doing certain things to beat some of the beat it to death and had the chain and those things. It's sad. It's really sad. But I'm glad for my little country here, boy. I love them, and I'm proud of it. Don't mind. Sometimes, you know, I might not be pleased with what's going on, but this is my country, and I'm proud of it, and I hope God will continue to bless us. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. You stay safe. And I want to say something to you. Have a wonderful lady there as a receptionist, Betty.
Yeah. Yes, she
Stout.
Is.
Mrs. Yes, she Stout. And Mrs. Stout, too. So good afternoon.
I am sure his wife feels the same way. Thank you, ma'am. Brass Jacks, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Hi.
I just want to make a comment related to a previous caller, the one before the last, who referred to the Catholic Church. I hope she accepts your explanation, which was quite correct, that the Pope is the head of the Catholic Church. But she referred to the Apostles' Creed, I believe, which says, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. But Catholic there does not mean the denomination Catholic. It means universal. I believe in the universal church, meaning the church of God that is universal, that is worldwide. It does not mean the denomination Catholic. So the Pope, as you said quite correctly, is the head of the Catholic Church, but not the universal church.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that explanation, and I hope she does her research and accepts that Catholic, as used in the Apostles' Creed, means universal or worldwide church, not the denomination Catholic.
Okay, ma'am. I hope she accepts yours. Someone sent me a WhatsApp message telling me, by the way, that I was incorrect. And using the same quote you just used, that I should do my research to see that all churches pay obedience to the Pope in Rome. So I asked that person to research what and where, because, as I said, information comes from various sources, and those sources have their interpretations that sometimes don't gel, sometimes they do. Brass Jacks, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes. Yes, good afternoon.
Right.
I want to call in response to a lady who called earlier. I am not a student of theology, but I learned in Sunday school many, many moons ago that when you say I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, you mean the Universal Church. I actually just went back to my dictionary, and there is that meaning explained in the dictionary as well. So it does not mean the Roman Catholic Church as such, as opposed to Pentecostal or Anglican or whatever else you have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I am all right, and you?
Well, now that I'm speaking to you, what do you think?
I think you're smiling a little bit more than when you started, but all right. So am I, too. We need to stop this getting close to each other on air, all right? I don't know. Your boyfriends may get jealous.
No comment.
I know. I don't expect you to. As your legal advisor, I wouldn't advise you to. How are you, man?
Okay. You'll have to talk to Ken husband about that. He seems to know my business better than I do.
I try not to talk to Ken, trust me.
Why? Why?
Ken has a way of exposing people on the radio. I try not to do that.
Oh, he does it. Oh, he surely does, but he can't get me to blush. Yep. That's one man that can't get me to blush, but I love my Ken husband. I'm just sorry that lyrical interpretations will be ending, I think, next Monday. I really appreciate the show. Great way to express yourself, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, all the frustrations. I want you to come on the show when it returns, though. I really do.
I wonder why. Don't you think I've exposed myself enough on the radio?
No, I think you beat on yourself too much, you know? And you allow these, what would I call them? People who are have a little bit of contempt for intelligent people. That's the nicest I can put it, you know?
I would blush on that one.
I want you to blush. I want you to do more than blush. But anyways, I'm not going to flirt with you on the radio. I have a, you know, we're not doing this, you know.
Good.
Ever since I found out that you couldn't be my son, you'd have to be my brother. Hey, you know, it's an open field now. I could do what I want.
I hear what I want. I have a sister who tells me that too. Go ahead. On your mind today.
What I wanted to say to you today is, I wish a lot of our people would read about their own black history, especially during slavery days in the Caribbean and in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I listen to certain individuals on some of these radio shows, I would swear if you put blindfold on me and put me back in a different time zone, I would think that they were racist, white people, white supremacists, the way they speak about their own people, including homosexuals, especially homosexuals, and the same-sex union. I remember a time, not even, I wasn't there, but I read about, there was a time when black people, black slaves, were not allowed to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who protested against it, they had to jump the broom, really, but they were not allowed to be legally married to another black slave.
Mm-hmm.
And people probably talked the same way that these people come on the radio and speak. They probably quoted the Bible.
They did.
Said we were beasts. We couldn't learn how to read and write. Well, we of course, we proved them to be liars in this day and age because we have our own set of intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scientists, doctors, you name it, we have it. And they're all excelling in what they do. So I don't understand why I come to Barbados and I'm hearing Bajans talking about Bajans in this way. I can't for the life of me understand it. It's almost like they feel they're superior. And I'm talking about Christians, you know? I would love to go to church, but I'm not sitting in a church for an hour and a half to hear some about what I should and shouldn't do. They need to set the example. So I would never use the church. People need to stay away from using the church because, as you said earlier, they've abused so many little boys and girls. It's incredible. Who are they? And another thing, if you're secure, I know you're secure about being a man. For sure you are. You get a lot of women callers. You are very secure about who you are. I, as a woman, am very secure about who I am. And I think I would shock them if I told them that I have been in a same-sex relationship for 20-odd years. Same-sex, you hear? Miss P been in a same-sex relationship for 20 years.
See why I want to have this?
Myself.
You see why I want to have this late-night show called, you know, anyway. I ain't going to tell you what it's called.
I married myself. Dennis, do you hear me?
I heard you. You married yourself. I heard you.
I am a female who married myself another female. Now let them go home and sleep on that one. Have a good afternoon.
You too, my darling. I love having conversations with you. You're a very challenging lady. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir.
All right. I want to look at something that I heard Reverend Armstrong saying about slavery. As I understand it, the word slave, we look at it and to see, let's go back to Abraham. Abraham had a slave called Eliezer, who, in Eliezer's mind, he was a servant and a faithful servant of Abraham. Now, in those days, people used to borrow money from people or, you know, indebt themselves to people. And when they cannot pay, they will go and offer themselves to work for their masters or the person they call the masters who they borrowed the money from or in some way, and therefore they will work with that person and they would be called a slave. But it was not inhumane. It was not an inhumane behavior. Slavery, as it was done in the last 600 years, had a different, what you call pattern, a different understanding, the word meaning, because England had a league with Africa to sell people human slavery for marketing, and therefore that is the word slave had been changed from what you call what it was in the earlier times or the earlier days or whatever be. So you must realize that this word has been changed coming down the line almost a million times to the dedicated way it is today, because slavery was not meant like what we have it as today. The next thing I heard discussion was about the allegiance of the English church, which is the Anglican church. I would like people to know that in 1970, I think you can check it out, I am not sure because I don't want to be held thing, the Queen went up to Rome to her allegiance to the Catholic church, and the Queen is supposed to be the head of the English church in England. You check it out and see if I am going wrong. I am willing to apologize if I am wrong. But on the other hand again, yes, this is my problem throughout the days that I changed my life and start to study the Bible and understand the Bible. that the church do not preach what is written in the Bible. And therefore, we look at what Moses taught the children in Exodus chapter 12. Everybody can look at it for themselves and see the Passover was practiced. And when Jesus was here, Jesus practiced the Passover. And therefore, the Passover was abolished for another kind of something called Easter, which was not in the relationship with the keeping of the Bible. And therefore, I have this understanding. I studied it carefully. And the Passover was abandoned for this Catholic behavior, or rather paganistic behavior, which we call Easter today. I know we've got a lot of links for this, but if anyone studied the Bible as it is written, the King James Version, as it is written today, they would realize, because Jesus said something. If you believe in a 72-hour resurrection, or you believe in a 36-hour resurrection. I thank you, Mr. Johnson, for listening to me. I heard you say you don't engage religion, you don't engage certain people.
No, sir, because, no, I don't engage in it, sir, because, as I said, I have no theological degree. I have enough challenges over the things I say. I don't need another one. But I'm glad you said King James Version, because you will admit, therefore, that there are several versions, and you choose to accept King James's own for whatever reason. You see, one of the challenges I have, sir, is that I actually studied, unfortunately, for a period of time, foreign languages. I was forced to do Latin for 3 years. I did Spanish for a year. And I know that in translation, things get lost or changed. When I worked in the hotel industry, a German travel agent called Haywood's, where I worked, to ask how far away the beach was from the hotel. And I said, "We are on the beach." She said, "No, I am reading here a brochure that says Haywood's Hotel is a mile from the beach." I said, "Ma'am, the one that I have says Haywood's Hotel has a mile of beach." So somewhere in translation, a mile of beach became a mile from beach in the brochure in Germany. And it's just one word, of and from. Right? I have no idea what's the word for of or the word for from German, because I never did German. Perhaps I should ask Ronnie. But I'm just telling you that things get lost in translation. So when you have translation from Greek to Roman to Latin to English to New English to King James English to my English, we could have a lot of issues. That's why I don't argue or don't challenge. Or when people tell me, correct people, I can't correct your belief. I can't do that because nobody could correct mine. I just hard-headed. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. At least the phone's ringing this time.
How are you?
I am all right.
You and I are of the same.
You sure you want to say that? you sure you want to say that?
But we are different because we speak English.
Oh, you sure that too?
and sometimes we speak Bajan, a little bit of Guyanese, a little bit of Trinidad, every sort of thing. So we are not different, and we are still of the same. So we are not a mile away from each other. We are actually together.
We are together, although apart.
Listen, I don't get any Bible thing either, but I had an elder at the church I went to, Christian Mission Church.
Right.
My mom and dad, my dad used to be the pastor, Christian mm-hmm. Mission Church in Hillaby. Mm-hmm. Let me explain. I was even in the choir. I was a part of the Sunday school, everything. And you know what the elder said to me and others on more than one occasion? Because we had to confront him about a particular passage in the Bible. He said there's certain things in the Bible I will never touch. And there are a lot of priests who will never touch certain things in the Bible. We wouldn't go there. You understand?
I wonder
then
why.
Don't let them talk about it, because see, people got their different interpretations. And you know, all the one get heaven, you know. All wherever the going is heaven, only one place. And they got different beliefs about the Bible. And that's what confused me. But you know, Dennis, there's only two things in life. Not that, like what we said just now, one mile from and one
mile of.
There's only two things, right and wrong. Right and wrong.
Sir, even that, sir, is sometimes colored by what you're taught.
Yeah.
You know, but there are other things that we know. But here's the thing. We take the chance. That's why I talk about walking down the street. You're told, when I was younger, I was told, stick to the side of the road. Don't walk down the middle of the road. You might get hit by a car.
Yeah.
But I see people who supposedly are not of the right mind walking down the middle of the road all the time. And they don't get hit.
And
there are people who walk on the side of the road who get rolled over by a car. You know that.
Let me give you these two quick ones before you run. I passed through the St. George area a few times regularly last weekend and yesterday. And what
annoys
me more? No, it's in Canvas. I'm only driving a shot to the best there is Dennis. And I have to watch the worst whole island there. I have to see what's going on. Yeah. I see too many posters or stickers or pictures with Mr. Reefer pulled down and in the road, especially through the rains in all that area. I need to take the pictures because that's embarrassing. Whether you like somebody or not, don't deface these things they put up.
But how you know who pulling it down?
But I didn't know who pulled it down. If they had come down by the wind, you won't see parts left on the thing.
That's not what I'm asking, you know. You're missing my question completely. How you know who pulling it down?
I don't know who pulled it down.
Okay,
there,
good.
I mean.
All right. Okay.
We got a cluster of monkeys. We got so many monkeys, but the players are not able to pull it down.
You're still missing it, but okay.
That's only for the persons that are. We don't want to vandalize and get rare, but let us be nice and let us be accustomed being. Now, let me get to the main thing with you, Miss. I love to hear Mr. Auntie America. NASA is my friend, and I want NASA to relax himself. I like how you're handling him now and how you're handling Mr. D. Michael. Listen to both of them. Let them start with the gospel and don't let it get on the earth again. Let them say, anti-Americans can't help. You know, every place you will find somebody who will be not antagonistic, somebody who will point things, not to agitate you, to make you think, to make people think. Anti-America is like that. He will put things there for you to analyze them and get over them. And the way he put it over, don't let it frustrate you. I know sometimes you would want to say something, but listen to your Auntie Marissa. Listen to my friend, NASA, like he's trying to get, you know, relaxed a bit, and you'll be better. I don't want you sick again, you know, because we are not different. We are on the beach, and we are within a mile of the beach. So, that is.
I hear you, buddy. Have a good life. One. You too. I must admit, though, that I'm a lot throatier than the normal. I'm losing my voice again, getting husky. So, anyway, I started off a lot clearer than I am right now. But anyway, we shall see what we shall see. One for the road, John. One for the road. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello, that's a nasty blow from his P-boy.
Why? Do you think it's a bad one? I don't know. Brass Tacks, you get the final word.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, Mr. Lewis is correct. The word slave has been changed. As a matter of fact, he brought a perfect example. The servant of Abraham. If you look into Genesis, you will see that when Abraham didn't have any children, he was asked if the servant of Abraham, the slave of him, would be his heir.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least my children, the same servant would become the possession of, would gain possession of his entire property. And God said, no, your heir shall be a child from your own body. Now look at Galatians chapter 4. Paul says that Ishmael is not from Abraham's body. He's not Abraham's biological son. But Ishmael is. We're going back on the same topic as last week, Ishmael. How the lady got mixed up with the word Catholic, it means universal, yes. But the Apostle Creed does come from the what we know as the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Universal Church, concocted by the same people who had the D.C. Council of 325 A.D. I often wonder why the Anglican Church would be that. That's a question I didn't work on some other time. Have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. And thank you for your comments and your contributions to today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Pleasure sharing it with you. And on behalf of the Lion Stout tonight, have a good one and a good weekend too. Until we do this again, I'm out.